Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Hello again, ladies. So I just want to share with you, picking up where we left off, share with you a little bit about, again, the conversations we've been having about Shalom Bayis. The first two we've talked so far about attitudes and skills. And then last week we talked a little bit about two areas which I think require some thought. One is simple ideas, that simple approaches are always best. The message that our rabbis have for us about character development and interpersonal relationships. And also reviewing ideas. Again, the same idea again and again, despite its lack of intellectual stimulation, is really what creates change and growth. So on that foundation, I want to get to the meat of this particular conversation, which is a discussion that Rabbi Dessler has in one of his books, and that is the feelings of love that we have for someone. Are those we have the feeling and then we want to connect to that person, we want to give to that person, we want to do for that person? Or is it very much the opposite? We do for that person and then we feel closer to that person. And obviously it's somewhat cyclical, there's no question that one feeds off the other, which is why it's a question in the first place and why it's not so clear. But he says there what the basic Torah thought, he just wrote it down and it's just clearly discussed in one of his essays, that it's the actions, it's the things that we do for a person that builds the connection between us and them. To the extent that a piece of us is now in them, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Which is why parents are just naturally so close to their kids, not just because they're their offspring, but because there's so much done for them, there's so much of a parent in the child, that there's that innate connection. And he, just as an example, an anecdotal example, he passes away in the early 50s, so unfortunately the war is very, very fresh in his mind. he talks about an example of a family that was split up during the war, mother, father, and child, and the child ended up with the father, and for years did not see the mother. And then they eventually did reunite, and he said the relationship between the child and the father was much, much closer than it was with the mother, and that took a while for that to change, because simply the father was involved with giving to that child on a regular basis. The genetics are clearly no different. The feelings the mother had, the attitude, of course, was there for her kid, but just the day in and day out act of chesed, act of giving, act of sharing with that child on the part of the father, in this particular case, made the bond between him and the child were much stronger than with the mother. So that's just one anecdote, but he marshals that example to illustrate this idea that the things that we do, and the truth is that the Mishnah or Braisa, similar to a Mishnah, says if you want to get close to someone, do something for that person. Pick yourself up and figure out what you can do for them and do it. And do it. So that's an important paradigm shift, I think. I mean, maybe we all know it innately, but just to think about it and how it's different, the contrast, that than the typical pop culture idea of, if I'm in the mood, if I feel, then X, Y, and Z, then the relationship lasts, the relationship endures, and if I'm not, then it doesn't. That's unfortunately one of the social mores that we're faced with in our life. And the Torah teaches us time and time again, that's not the way it is. If we don't feel like we're in the mood to do something, you should do it anyway. And that ultimately is what brings a person closer to that individual, which again, going back to children, is a great, when you have a 2-year-old who needs something, we typically, thank God, don't just say, I'm sorry, I'm off right now. We understand that's not the way it works. A baby is dependent on us, a child is dependent on us, sometimes an 18 and 20, 25 year old is dependent on us, and therefore we must rise to the occasion, we must do what needs to be done for that person. And sometimes with adults in our lives, we don't necessarily feel that urgency to do from them. But the message of the Torah is to do it anyway, to do it despite the fact I'm not in the mood, I don't feel feelings of love, I don't feel like giving, right? That's exactly the point, to do what needs to be done. And this is, they're getting too far astray, this is a basic quality of Judaism. Judaism is much more deed than it is creed. It's about doing, it's about mitzvot, it's about getting up and doing. This certainly creed is part of Judaism, our basic belief system, and the 13 principles and all that, but it's much more action-oriented than some other approaches to the world. And that's true about mitzvot and our relationship, our love relationship with God, and it's certainly true about our relationship with our spouse and with everyone else. He goes on and says that the word ahava, the word love itself, the root, so to speak, of that word is hav, which means to give, an Aramaic word, which means to give. So that love is a product of giving. The root, the source of ahava is hav. And I think it's fascinating that Chazal, you know, that's the word that's used, and not really Chazal, it's the pasuk itself, the verse itself in the Torah. It's that word that means to love is based on this notion of giving. It's not some, you know, extraneous. It's right in the word itself is this very message. Moreover, let's face it, it should be obvious and apparent to all of us that when we give to someone, when we don't want to, we're extending ourselves, we're growing ourselves, we're pushing our envelope, specifically when we don't want to. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. That's the greatest sign of love. For if I'm, you know, doing something that I enjoy anyway, there's nothing wrong with that. We're all for that. But that doesn't show the same amount of dedication and connection and giving to that person than if I'm really not in the mood. I really must rather do anything else than come pick you up at the airport or, you know, whatever. There's a long list of things. But that, and doing it anyway, doing it against what we personally, we ourselves want, our self-interest, aren't in doing that act, that's the greatest sign, the greatest example of love and of giving to somebody else. So that really is the foundation, of course, of Shalom Bayis, is to understand that and to appreciate that it is in the actions, and the actions specifically that we don't necessarily want to do, that the greatest amount of love is found. So on one hand, we're running away from those opportunities, because we are self-centered often and selfish, and, you know, we want to be, you know, we're creatures of comfort. But we should understand and appreciate those are specifically the areas where we grow closer to each other. And if we think back, I think, to opportunities when we really truly did give up something of ourselves, that those moments stand out as a real connection. Just to end off, Rav Noach Weinberg, of blessed memory, uses an example of a fellow. Makes a vacation, he's on a boat, and there's another fellow there, and the fellow falls over, falls into the river, and you throw off your shoes, and you jump in, you save the guy's life. So, of all the vacations, he went to Florida, he went to Disney World, all the vacations the person took, they were nice, they were enjoyable, they were pleasant, but they're not going to be as salient in that person's mind than that one time when he jumped into freezing cold water and saved this guy's life. Not something pleasurable at all. But that's going to be the one, it's obvious to us all, that he's going to remember the most. Because you extended yourself, you saved someone's life. That person's walking the planet today because you're willing to risk your own neck. And that's maybe a more graphic example, certainly. But that's illustrative, I think, of all examples of when we give up for somebody else, even in small ways, that is the glue that binds us together. Thank you, ladies. To be continued.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.